Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to Bishop right now in Lansdale. Good morning, Bishop.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing great, Bishop.
Fantastic.
I want to bring up a point that Nicholas Batum last night defensively on Brunson had two big blocks, especially that one on that last possession that they had. That could have easily been a foul if he doesn't play that right.
Could You're have talking been a, about the forcing him to
end of regulation.
The errant pass. Yeah.
No. The end. He's saying the end of regulation, the block to force overtime.
It was clean.
Oh, where he actually
was clean.
He hit the ball.
Yeah.
And there was another block he had earlier in the fourth quarter where Brunson ran past him, but he blocked him from the side of him.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Bishop. The Sixers put Batum on Brunson quite a bit, and it's a credit to Batum being as old as he is. As young and small as Brunson is and shifty, for Batum to be able to guard him pretty good is really impressive, man. I'm telling you, I told John when the Sixers got Batum, I always loved this guy. Now, he's 10 years past his prime, but I always admired the way Nicholas Batum played pro basketball.
I've only seen one moment this entire series where he looked like elderly. And that was, remember, where the rebound came down and he tried to sort of help it behind
him?
See,
I thought that was athletic.
Look push.
He caught the ball after it had been blocked and threw it backwards to try to get a teammate.
It was feeble, though.
Well, I mean, he's
completely
old.
missed the teammate.
But you know what?
I know, but that's
right.
But my point is, that's
well,
the only
the
time
ball
this
backwards.
Whole series where I was like, oh, man, Batum, that, right, that looked really feeble,
so,
man.
So, Bishop, here's the deal. Because Nicholas Batum, we should not lose sight of the fact that was a great defensive play. We got to Maxie makes those shots. If Brunson hits a floater, an 8-foot floater bank shot, game's over, season's over. Batum freaking blocked the shot. That was beautiful. All right, Bishop, go ahead, pal.
Right.
I'm not sure if you guys saw this video. This morning when I was eating breakfast, I saw a video on the sideline. I'm not sure it was after a timeout or beginning of a quarter where there was Embiid, Harris, and Maxie on the sidelines. And you can read the lips. Embiid said, I need you guys. And Maxie hit him on the chest. Riley said, we got you.
Yeah.
Well, it's good stuff, Bishop. Listen.
It sounds like a recounting of what Tyrese just described in that post-game presser.
It does.
It's great. It's great that they can talk like that, and it's great that Tyrese can actually take the reins, seize them, and win games. That's the most important part.
So, main thing, obviously, today, the Sixers. But, James, let's also get to Phil's audio in quickly here because they also had a borderline miracle win as well last night. Two homers in the ninth. They enter the ninth down. Let's listen. First Castellanos, then Rojas, then we'll get it right back to the Sixers. But Castellanos to tie the game. But believe it or not, Nick Castellanos, he did it.
Phillies down to their final two outs. Nick Castellanos hits one high in the air, right field. It's deep. It's got a chance. Adele at the wall. It's gone! And Nick Castellanos ties it with an opposite field home run with one out here in the ninth inning. 5-5 ball game. Castellanos with his biggest swing of the season so far.
So that to me isn't like the shocker. The shocker is that Rojas, of all people, followed it up.
And the 0-1 swung on, hit well, left field, it's going, and it is gone! And Johan Rojas has put the Phillies in front with his first home run of the season. A two-run shot into the bullpen, and the Phillies lead it 7-5.
All right, so obviously big moments from the Phillies last night. Phil's first team in baseball to 20 wins. But the big story of the 76ers, and let's get to the end of regulation. Two big sequences, obviously, that without this, there would have been no overtime, there would be no Game 6 tomorrow night, and the Sixers season would be over. The first maxi stick in the four-point play.
Now they're just trying to get to the finish line and wrap up this series. Maxi floats it up and in, plus the foul.
Needed it. I mean, absolutely needed it, and he gets the foul, and he makes the free throw. So now 6-point game becomes a 2-point game.
But again, that was not just a little lay-in that he was able to horse through the arm of an opponent. This was a 3-pointer that he actually had to alter his method of shooting to get fouled and still push it.
Tremendous shot.
Amazing job.
From a shot-making standpoint.
Accuracy. Yeah. While being fouled.
No, it was great. And then, obviously, you know, you got to trap. You got to try to get the ball. All right, they do some trapping, can't get the ball. Brunson passes it, thank God, so he's not the shooter at the free throw line. Yeah. Josh Hart gets it. They foul him. 15 seconds to go. He makes one of two. And then just one of the great sequences in recent Sixers history ensued.
And rolls down for Hart. The Knicks up by three. 10 seconds left in game five. Maxi fires. He's got it. Tie game. 8.1 to play. 41 for Maxi. 3 seconds left. Brunson. 2 seconds. Brunson at the horn. It's blocked. Overtime at the Garden. Philadelphia is not done yet. Tyrese Maxi comes through in the clutch.
So, James, I know we keep playing this audio, but is it real? Did they actually, the Sixers actually win the game?
It still doesn't feel like it.
When he hit that three to tie it, I just sat, it was almost the same shock, but a better kind of shock, obviously, than what I felt after game two, where just for like 5 minutes, I was kind of like, did that just happen?
What just happened?
The Sixers don't do that. The Sixers never come back and tie it up. Like, Doc Rivers Sixers could never. And so I also think it says a lot for Nick.
It was more Reggie Miller than that game. What we
it
talked
was.
About Reggie Miller. That last night was as close to Reggie Miller as you'll see in that building.
And it made me happy in that freaking building where I got thrown out one time, by the way, and I deserved to get
you,
thrown
Joe.
Out. That Larry Johnson had hit his 4-point play back in the 90s for the Knicks on the other end of the court. So to see that freaking Knicks fans all freaking stunned, all 20,000 of those losers, to see Tyrese Maxey do that was just awesome. All right, your calls, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Kenny right now. Good morning, Kenny.
It is a good morning, but I'm sorry, Joe. I'm going to have to get a little emotional here. I'm sick and tired of the Dawn Staleys and the Joel Embiids and the radio announcers getting on the Sixers fans about selling their tickets. What have the Sixers organization done to hype up the whole series? When Pat Croce owned the team, 2001, he was out in the neighborhood, and he was on the radio stations, and they had TV commercials, and they had pep rallies, and they brought alumni back, and they gave out not 7,000 tickets, but they gave out tickets. They made it so the Wells Fargo Center was a destination.
You're right.
Everybody thought, you can't miss it. You have to be there. The Sixers don't do any of it. Their PR department and Josh Harris are a joke. What are you doing to get this city hyped up? Nothing.
Listen, Kenny, you bring up a good point. I don't think it's fair to have Dawn Staley.
And she's just being a fan.
Yeah, cat shrapnel there. But I agree with, because I love Dawn Staley holding the flag and carrying it proudly as a Sixers fan. But I agree with you that the Josh Harris stewardship is a disaster, and there is a cause and effect here. The way they run things is part of why more Sixers fans don't go down. It's a shame, and it's on the Sixers. It's on them more than the fans that people haven't been more enthused.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. I didn't mean to get on Dawn Staley. I mean, it's the sentiment that fans, it's all on you. It's all on you. It's all your responsibility. The fans are only reacting to the way they're being treated. I mean, to me, the Sixers, they just say, we'll take your money, but we're not going to do anything for you. And, I mean, they need a – Rhea, you're going to love this. The Sixers need a John Brazier, minus the dad jokes.
Yeah, no, listen, the Sixers are lacking in that regard. I mean, you know, Knicks fans are proud of how many Knicks alumni are there. I mean, the Sixers alums, you know, the Sixers' current ownership group has almost no relationship with the alumni. I mean,
AI, that's it.
Yeah, it's AI, and that's
and
about it. I mean, Doc, and you know, but I mean, it's like, come on now. You know, I mean, you know, like, this is a game six. I want to see Aaron McKee sitting courtside. I want to see Billy Cunningham sitting courtside. I want to see Hersey Hawkins. You know, I want to see George Lynch.
Clarence,
you know?
Weatherspoon.
The Spoon. Like, you know, bring something out here. Make us proud. But they just don't have a relationship with many of the, you know, former players. And obviously, you know, under Pat Croce and Dave Koski, the Sixers really had something going on. You know, in 01, and Ree, you'll remember this, 01, Billy King was on WIP after every game.
Oh, my God, yeah, all
after
the time.
Every game. Like, the playoff game would end, Billy King would be on Angelo's show the next day. But, you know, you just don't get that with the way the 76ers run these
Billy
days.
Was in the stands. He sat in the stands and watched every game. Remember his seat? He had his seat.
Yeah, I do remember
his
seat.
Was literally, I mean, he wasn't watching up in a box. He sat in the stands.
Yeah. Now, so, look, Josh Harris, he's never going to give us what we want. I mean, he's just not. He doesn't care enough. He just doesn't care enough. So, at this point, it's like, you know, hang your hat on Maxi and Embiid to whatever extent you want. And if that can make you proud enough to show up and pay extra money, so be it. And if it doesn't, then that's your choice. Let's get to Derek. He's calling from Trenton this morning. Good morning, Derek.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great, man. This roller coaster is going crazy. I mean, Batum, yeah. he is actually a treasure. And, you know, Harris stepped up yesterday. Oubre did well. Maxi, he's our star, that's for sure. And I don't know why we don't play campaign more.
Well, maybe a little bit more. He made some big shots again last night. I mean, he's got some limitations.
The defensive limitations are real. Yeah, man. He's just not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Too long. Lacking. He'll take every shot you want him to take, though, and he usually makes them.
Even if Embiid twice has his hand up saying, give me the ball, and twice Payne shoots it. And I think he made both of them. So, you know,
interesting.
You know what you're getting with campaign. And
I mean, the guy's awkward looking, but they seem to go in, you know? So, I mean,
yeah, that's right. How does he turn? He really does turn almost sideways.
I know.
It's while shooting.
It's very strange.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wish Larry, you know what I mean? He's doing more than Larry. So, I mean, I don't know, you know? Give me a shot, is what I say.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably at that point, and I'm not saying don't play Lowry, because Lowry has given the Sixers some good games, but you just know at his age, there's games he can give you a good go, and there's games he's not going to. I mean, let's remember, guys, the Miami Heat got rid of him this year, you know, so you don't have Kyle Lowry from 8 years ago. You have what you have now, and I'm glad they have him, but look, obviously.
So do you think that last night, Kyle Lowry, no real, like, numbers contribution, is that him wearing down?
I think so.
The 38-year-old just can't hold up at this point, no matter how bad he wants, no matter how tough he is.
Yeah. It's not a lack of effort. It's not. By the way, that issue as it relates to the tickets, Charles Barkley weighed in on it last night, late night on TNT, because obviously the Sixers now have forced a game six. It will be tomorrow night. By the way, it's pretty late. 9 o'clock tomorrow night?
It's brutal.
Holy mackerel. So 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Now, maybe that helps if a Knicks fan wants to work on Friday morning and doesn't want to be in Philadelphia till midnight, scurrying back to New York City for 2:30 a.m. to be at work at 8 or 9.
What about those of us who have to work early Friday morning?
I'm sorry, say it again?
What about those of us who have to wake up at 4
a.m.
Friday morning?
We'll deal.
Rough start time.
This is the fun part of doing mornings, Devin.
We were through this with the Phillies playoff thing, so... Yeah. We'll see, but Charles Barkley last night made it very clear his thoughts on Game 6 as it relates to Sixers fans and Knicks fans, and I appreciate Charles still as a proud Sixers alum carrying the flag.
If y'all come down to Philly with that damn racket Thursday night, it's going to be some repercussions as a consequence. That's right. Y'all better not come down to Philly with that damn racket.
Percussion. You know they going.
No, no. We're not going to have, as my grandma said, y'all better cut that damn racket out. You know they gonna, come down to Philly with that racket Thursday night.
There's going to be a racket on Thursday night. I guarantee it, Chuck.
And those tickets are already up on Ticketmaster.
Come on, Philly. I'm counting on Philadelphia.
Let me ask a question here. Oh, my voice is cracked again. Let me ask a question. You know, Josh Harris isn't going to actually buy the tickets.
No.
Okay. What about heroes here? Bryce Harper, Joel Embiid, and Charles Barkley. The three of, and Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown. He got the new deal. Those five get to, those five guys. Seltzer. What? Let's say it's 10,000, because 10,000 Sixers fans aren't going to sell 10,000. Did roughly 10,000 times. What are we talking here? Average. 500?
Probably less 500. I mean, I would think average is less than that.
Okay, because you know some are going to be...
Yeah, they'll be pretty high.
Some is going to be an $8,000 ticket if you're in the first row or whatever.
Yeah.
So let's just say it's 10,000 times... what do you want?
400.
All right, let's figure out what that is. 10,000 times 400 equals $4 million. I need $800,000. From Charles Barkley, AJ Brown, Bryce Harper.
Is it?
I'm glad I'm not in today's world. I mean, that's nothing. People ask the players to support the economy.
Could you imagine though if Joel did that?
The arena.
Remember when Joel was stuck up for the Sixers employees that got fired in the
that
Harris Blitzer thing?
Great during the COVID thing.
Yeah, amazing. And then they reversed it.
You know what? He did do that. That was pretty awesome.
All right, if somebody listening knows Joel, and I hate to put this on you, big guy.
No, tell Joel to tell Josh Harris to do it.
Well, he's not going to do it. So Joel, Bryce, AJ, maybe a little Devontae, Trey Turner. Let's go. Let's buy some tickets here and then hand them out.
We helped you out, Trey.
That's right, actually. Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, what up, Joe? What's going on?
I'm excited, Chuck. Very excited.
Hey, man. I don't know why. I mean, good game. I mean, but Embiid wanted to quit so bad yesterday, but Maxie didn't let him. Drag him to the finish line, and I'm proud of that young man.
I don't agree with you on that, but that's okay.
I thought Joel came on strong as the game progressed.
He was huge
in
overtime.
It took him a while to get there, but he got there.
He wanted to quit, man. He had 9 turnovers. Give me a break.
Max, that was horrendous, the turnovers.
Yeah, he had a quadruple-double almost. He had
it's great defense by the Knicks.
No, it was bad passing mostly. It was just dumb passing.
Man. Oh, come on. All right. Okay. It was – all right. I've seen something different. But I digress. Listen, about the fans, right?
I did think it was a little lackadaisical at times. Like Joel needed to be a little more urgent with the pass out of the double team. I agree with that, Chuck.
All right. Well, listen, it's about the fans, right? For us even bringing up ownership, it's just it's a – you know, I heard Kenny from the Dirty 30 talking earlier. Listen, it ain't about ownership, dude. You let this cockroach fan base from the Knicks come down here and take over your stadium and disrespect Philadelphia. That's what it should be about, man. When the Eagles went on a 6-game losing streak, people still showed up. The Phillies sucked for years. People show up for that team. The Flyers, to make the playoffs, they show up for that team. Flyers suck forever. So I don't want to hear that as an excuse. It's a playoff game. It's game 6. Come down here and support your
team. Well, hold on, Chuck. To be fair, though, I mean, these tickets go up for grabs online. Before, they're not as much. Some are sold by Sixers fans.
They're not all season ticket holders.
Yeah, some are just put out there by the Sixers.
By the team.
And then, like, if a New Yorker has $3,000 and a Philadelphia guy has $1,000, then that's the way the breaks go sometimes. I mean, I'm not happy about it. I'm just saying it's not like John and Northeast Philly's fault.
Yeah, I don't. So why is this becoming a problem today?
I'll tell you why. Because the ownership lag has dragged down morale, because New York City is 90 minutes away, and because New York City, candidly, let's be real, has more people with more money than Philadelphia does. When it's a supply and demand issue, and there's a lot of demand from their end, and there's a pretty big supply of about 10,000 seats, and they've bought them. I'm not happy about it, but I'm just saying that's how it's happened. If you're asking how it's happened, that's how it's happened. I mean, look, if the Sixers are playing the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night, you'd have 20,000 Sixers fans there. Well, they're playing the New York Knicks tomorrow night. All right, 215-592-9494. What Embiid said after the game about, you know, being the villain in New York, plus more of Tyrese Maxey, his heroics, just a spectacular job. Calls on everything we're discussing here on a glorious morning on 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.